Simen Shin Vav, we're holding in Sifya Beis. We said Yilabi Machriz, Achrosa, on Shabbos Ban Aveda, even the Aveda Savas Muktza. The Ramah says, Yilabi Mater, Chem Ritzibar B'Shabbos, even if it's not B'Tzarech Shabbos, a Cherem, like a Nidoy, of Ritzibar Yilabi Mater it on Shabbos, because Shabbos is Yom Knufi L'Rabim, it's the day of the Rabbim's together, everyone's together, it's Iskei Rabbim that's Mutter to speak about. And Mishnah brings that more than that, that even if it's only a tzarech for Yachid, it's not a tzarech for Shabbos, it's not a tzarech for Rabbim, still since the only time that we have the whole cult together easily is on Shabbos, so that's the time that it's practical to imater a cherem, so even the cherem tzarech Yachid, it's not a tzarech Shabbos, you can imater it on Shabbos. The Bach says, Shmuel brings from the Bach, they know by the Yerid, by the big fear, that the Shamash calls out, he reads off the paper, all the people who are in cherem because they have chavis, they're not paying, that can be called out around Shabbos, because it's kerabim, it's tzarech kerabim, because they wouldn't call out in front of everyone Shabbos, all these chavis have got lost. We have nothing over these people who don't pay back the chavis, only because it gets announced in public that someone's in cherem, because they're not paying back the chavis, that's only control that people should feel pressure to pay back the chavis. And the whole business world would fall apart if we wouldn't have the power to do that. And he says, no Meirah, no Rav has the right to mevatel to this, because it's minhag to announce this information on Shabbos in public. Is the old minhag to Yemeko, and it was done from many Gedolei Yisrael, and the Gedolei Yisrael allowed it. If somebody on Shabbos had a dream, and then in the dream of the Cholem, they put them into Nidoy into Cherem, came out on that Shabbos also, it's also considered Shabbos on Shnatz Day in Nidoy. The Ramah says that you can't put someone into Cherem on Shabbos unless it's about something like Tzarek Shabbos. For example, if somebody's Mechal Shabbos, so that's Tzarek Shabbos to put them into Cherem. This way, we have leverage over them. They shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. We can stand up for the Kavod of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings to the Magen Avraham that putting someone in Cherem and taking someone out of Cherem, it's the same. Not like the Ramah differentiates that taking out of Cherem is Mutter and putting into Cherem is Aser unless it's Tzarek Shabbos. Magen Avraham says that always for Yochid it's Aser unless it's Tzarek Shabbos, and for Tzibur it's always Mutter even if it's not Tzarek Shabbos. The Mishnah brings to El Rabba, even Tzarek Rabba, it's not going to put someone into Cherem on Shabbos. More like their mode, it's not like putting into Cherem on Shabbos, things are not Tzarek Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that the Rabba says, like Tzibay Brocha, Varuch Lekim, therefore even with Tzarek Rabba, if it's not Tzarek Shabbos, you don't want to put someone into Cherem. And Lemaisa, Mishnah Berurah brings, the Zechor Avram, brings the Keskadol, the Minigas Tiyameko, like the Magen Avraham, and not like the El Rabba. And we do put people into Cherem on Shabbos, if it's a Tzarek Rabba. The Chuvas Devar Riva says that Chacham could put someone to Nidoy into Cherem on Shabbos, the Chvoid, if someone was Pagay and the covet of the Chacham, Chacham's right to put him to Nidoy, this applies on Shabbos as well. Sifid Gimel, the Mechaber discusses making Hachroza, announcement on Shabbos about a certain karka property that's being sold, to anybody who has a schus on this property, the claim is really theirs, they have documentation it's theirs, and they want to make sure they get their property back before it gets sold to someone else, they should come forward with their information, and the part of the announcement is that somebody does not come forward with their information now, it's going to be too late to lose their schus. This is your chance, and if you don't come forward now, you lose your schus. So the Mechaber says also do that on Shabbos. Shmur explains like don is a din. It's like doing a din terror, so to speak, over the rights that somebody has on this property. However, let's say just make an announcement, anybody has a schus on this property should come and tell forward, tell their schus. So without announcing the fact that if you don't come forward now, you lose your schus, even if the takana of that town is that somebody does not come forward in time, loses their schus, still since it wasn't spoken out that loses schus, it's not like don is a din. Still, hachila, it's not kedai to do it, because it's a deeper dechol, it's being about weekday things in Shabbos. But if there's a place where they do have the minute, we can't be meicha, because technically it's mutter, and it's also a little bit of tzarek harabim. You know, this is a chiddush, it's a davar matmila, Shmur brings to the Yavash, Lamais, it's considered tzarek harabim, that the business world could continue. The Ramah says it's also to make a achrosa about yayin, about wine on Shabbos, because it's considered mecha chumemkar. Shmur explains it means to announce that by so-and-so he has wine to sell. The Magen Avraham says the only place was a lot of wine available. With this limited amount of wine available in that place, then it's mutter, it's considered tzarek mitzvah, because people need pushing to know where to go to buy wine for kiddush. However, there's plenty of wine available in this town, then it's just a business announcement. No one's really stuck. They can find wine for kiddush. So then, that's the Ramah saying that's also tzarek mecha chumemkar. Even the case of mutter, because needed for kiddush, to say a price, it's chumemkar, that's also, like we had previously in Tziv Gimel and other places. The Marashal, Shmur brings recommendation from Marashal to announce it before Baruch. If you forgot to announce it for Baruch, now you say after Baruch, and you have to make the announcement, now Taka, you cannot say the price, even if it's needed for Kiddush. Mishmur brings discussion about having Achrosa, there's a certain house to sell or to rent. He says in Constantinita, I think it means in Constantinople, they were noted to make it, they felt it's considered Tzacharabim. But the Chuvas of Ga'inim says that it's Osir. He says, Osir, even the property belongs to Hektish or belongs to Yisayimim, and they're the ones that are going to be profiting, make the money off it, still it's Osir to announce that a property is to sell. Similar to what we had over here about the discussion about a karkas to sell, so they're discussing a bias to sell to rent, same idea, and he says also, even Mishal Hektish, with Mishal Yisayman.